You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to What's New with Wired.
It's Friday, April 21st. I'm Zeke Robison. Today, we're talking about the fight to expose corporations' real impact on the climate. Make sure to listen to the end to find out what other Wired podcasts you can check out today. SpaceX's Starship, a spacecraft that might one day transport people to Mars, has completed its first integrated launch, but only made it a few minutes into its highly anticipated debut long-distance flight. Just 4 minutes after liftoff from the company's launch site in Boca Chica in southern Texas, when the Starship stage was supposed to separate from the Super Heavy rocket, they both experienced a rapid unscheduled disassembly, a euphemism Elon Musk and his SpaceX colleagues sometimes use for a rocket explosion. This test flight aimed to go almost orbital. The ship was supposed to fly to an altitude of 146 miles and make most of a lap around the Earth. The Super Heavy rocket was planned to smash down off the Texas coast soon after launch, and the Starship vehicle would have splashed down at the end of its trip 90 minutes later off the coast of Kauai, Hawaii. But SpaceX hails the flight as a success and an opportunity to improve Starship for future tests. With a test like this, success comes from what we learn, and today's test will help us improve Starship's reliability as SpaceX seeks to make life multiplanetary, SpaceX tweeted soon after the explosion. And the crowd at SpaceX's Starbase in Texas, which cheered enthusiastically throughout the countdown, didn't seem to mind the deviation from plan, continuing to cheer and clap even as the malfunction became evident and the Starship stack began to spin instead of separate, and then burst into plumes of white smoke. "Everything after clearing the tower was icing on the cake," said SpaceX commentator Kate Tice, as we promised an exciting end to the Starship inaugural integrated test flight. A lot's been riding on this 390-foot rocket. SpaceX officials, especially CEO and co-founder Elon Musk, have made frequent bold claims of wanting to use Starship to make humanity multiplanetary. NASA's also keeping a close eye on this test flight, which has been delayed multiple times since 2021, as it could determine whether SpaceX can deliver on its contracts to provide Starship moonlanders to the space agency by 2025 for the third and fourth Artemis missions. The Federal Aviation Administration's watching, too, to ensure public safety in the launch site region, following a lengthy review of the potential hazards of SpaceX's Starship program. SpaceX revealed few details of the launch before this week, and the company did not respond to Wired's media requests. But there were some clues it was imminent. The FAA included the launch in their operations plan advisory, with backup dates through April 22nd. And Cameron County, Texas officials announced last week that Boca Chica Beach and the local road, State Highway 4, would be closed on the 17th, with the following 2 days as possible backups. However, until the afternoon of April 14th, when the FAA granted SpaceX its critical launch license, it wasn't even clear that the massive spacecraft would get the green light. Since the fall of 2021, the FAA, which sets the rules for launch and re-entry, has been conducting a thorough environmental review of SpaceX's launch and test operations in Texas. Last June, the agency required the company to address some 75 issues to minimize air and water pollution, harms to local communities, and threats to plants and animals in the neighboring wildlife refuge and on the shore. This is likely the agency's longest review process, but unlike the Florida Space Coast launch sites at Kennedy Space Center and Cape Canaveral, Boca Chica is new. SpaceX also modified its plans several times, requiring regulators to make new assessments. They've been designing and tinkering with the vehicle along the way, tinkering with the trajectory so that it addresses public safety concerns. This is a test program, and it's not unusual that an applicant would make changes that would impact the schedule, said Kelvin Coleman of the FAA's Office of Commercial Space Transportation at a media briefing on April 12th. SpaceX hasn't fully addressed all 75 bullet points, and the process is ongoing, Coleman said. The FAA's license is valid for 5 years, and subsequent Starship launches will require the agency to approve a license modification. Some local residents wanted more transparency into the agency's review process. The FAA should be talking to the public. It's almost like they're responsive to SpaceX and not us, says Jim Chapman, a board member of the local nonprofit group Save RGV, referring to the Rio Grande Valley. His group is concerned that the review may not have paid enough attention to the effects of heat from launches and explosions and problems caused by shockwaves, sonic booms, and excessive road closures that limit public access to the beach. In particular, Chapman highlights the noise of launches and tests, which he argues could exceed the decibel levels estimated by SpaceX and the FAA. First-time orbital flights can be challenging and often fail, like Relativity Space's 3D-printed rocket, which launched in March and flew until the second stage engines faltered, meaning the spacecraft could not reach orbit. Others succeed, like NASA's closely watched first flight of the massive space launch system and Orion last fall, although valve-related glitches prompted several scrubs before NASA achieved liftoff. Some 11% of FAA-licensed launches fail, Coleman said, and the agency wants to ensure that a mishap, such as an explosion or falling debris, doesn't harm the public or the environment. At the moment, Starship is an unproven program, and the FAA has said they would investigate should a mishap occur. Since the exploding rocket and Starship could have flung shrapnel or fuel onto the ground, the agency will likely assess whether local communities or wildlife habitats may have been affected. Musk himself suggested this Starship flight only had a 50% chance of success. At a Twitter Spaces event for his subscribers on April 16th, Musk expressed concern about possible damage to the launch pad if Starship blew up during or soon after launch. The company has had difficulties during tests of Starship prototypes, including a pressure test in 2019 when an upper tank burst, and an explosion during a rocket engine test in 2020. Multiple lower-altitude flight tests have ended in explosions. Musk has spoken about wanting to build a civilization of 1 million people on Mars, carried there by thousands of Starships. If it's possible, that vision will face numerous risks, ethical questions, and logistical challenges. And crucially, it also depends on successful Starship tests. Make sure to check out our other Wired podcasts. Today in Wired Business, workers are worried about their bosses embracing AI. Checking in on Wired Science, the Supreme Court has delayed its abortion pill decision. And on Wired Security, 3 criminal cases detail China's alleged attempts to extend its security forces' influence online and around the globe. Listen to these stories and more at wired.com/podcasts.
Thanks for listening to Wired. Check back in tomorrow to hear more stories from wired.com.